Model Test 10, Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then, mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Number 11. Is Jimmy there? Oh, hello, Jimmy. We're going to give a dancing party this weekend. We would like you to come.
I'd love to. But what time shall I turn up?
Question. What does the man mean? Number 12. Do you think a hat has to be expensive to be good?
Well, you've always got to pay for the value.
Question. What does the man mean?
Number 13. What's the matter with you? It seems that you have no appetite today.
I'm not used to eating in the early morning.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Number 14. How do the blacks feel about moving to Chicago?
They are looking forward to it.
Question. What is the blacks' reaction to moving? Number 15. I was told that Larry is going to buy a new car.
Larry? I doubt it. What he earns is just enough to keep his body and soul together.
Question. What does the man mean? Number 16. I'm sure glad I don't have your job, working all night and sleeping in the daytime.
Oh, I stopped that when I got my promotion. Now I'm on 3 days and off 2.
Question. How does the man work now? Number 17. Tomorrow I'll bring you some books. Is there anything special you'd like to eat?
No, I don't feel like eating or reading either. But would you bring me a small tube of toothpaste, please?
Question. Where are the 2 speakers?
Number 18. How are you getting along with your term paper?
I have written and rewritten so much that I don't know if I'll ever get it finished.
Question. How is she feeling?
Now, you'll hear 2 long conversations. Conversation 1.
You'll be in room 207. Here's your key, and I hope you enjoy your stay with us, Miss Cook.
Thanks. Oh, by the way, I'd like to get some information from you. You see, the conference I'm attending will be over early Wednesday, and I don't fly out until Thursday. Do you have any recommendations for sightseeing?
There's a great planetarium at our Natural History Museum. You might enjoy that.
I don't know. I don't think I want to do that. The city I come from has a good planetarium.
There are also some good art galleries downtown.
I'm more interested in doing something outdoors.
Oh, well, there's a beautiful waterfall called Crystal Falls not far from here.
That sounds like something I'd enjoy seeing. How do I get there?
Do you have a car, or will you be taking a bus?
I rented a car at the airport.
Then just take Watterson Street west out of town and go about 5 miles. You'll see a sign that says Crystal Falls. It's a short walk from there.
That sounds great. Thanks. Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Number 19. Where is this conversation taking place?
Number 20. What does Miss Cook imply that her main purpose was in coming to this town?
Number 21. Why does Miss Cook not want to go to the planetarium?
Number 22. How will Miss Cook probably get to the waterfall? Conversation 2. Hello, Professor Dennis. My name is Anna Adams. I read in the university newspaper that you were looking for a student to work as a language laboratory assistant?
Yes, we are. Are you interested in the job?
I think so, but before I apply, I'd like you to tell me more about the work.
Have you worked with tape recorders before?
I used a cassette a lot when I was studying French in high school.
Good. There are many different kinds of language labs. Ours is a small one, and it's fairly easy to operate. This is the main control panel. You can set the controls for a lot of students to listen to the lessons they want to hear. If you decide to take the job, I'll explain how the system operates. Most of the lessons are on cassette tapes, but some of them are also on long reel tapes of records. The cassettes are kept in order on these shelves, and they are clearly numbered with the language and the lesson number. For example, the cassettes in the green boxes are French lessons. Records and tapes are over there.
How many hours would I work?
We need someone 10 hours a week, Monday through Friday, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. This is one of the busiest times for this laboratory.
I'll fill out an application for this job right now. It would fit into my schedule nicely.
Fine. I'll get back to you in a week or so after we review the applications.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Number 23. Who is the woman?
Number 24. Why is the man talking to the woman?
Number 25. What is the man's opinion of the language laboratory? Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Passage 1. A little gray-haired woman armed with a knife robbed an Oxfordshire shop after threatening the assistant. The untidily dressed woman walked into the sandwich man's shop in Parson Street, Banbury, at 9:30 at night and pulled out the bread knife from beneath her coat. She threatened the young girl assistant and forced her to open the money drawer before robbing the entire day's income. The robbery happened on Saturday night, and police at Banbury are appealing for witnesses. The shop owner, Mr. Ken Wood, said, "It is unbelievable. It has never happened before in the 38 years I have been in business." Police took the assistant around pubs in the town after the robbery to try to find the robber, but with no luck. Mr. Wood said the day's income was snatched. He said it might have been as much as £180. Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Number 26. Which of the following statements is true about the robber?
Number 27. What did the police do after the robbery?
Number 28. How much money was robbed? Passage 2. How much paper do you use every day? In 1990, the world's use of paper was about 1 kilogram for each person in a year. Now some countries use as much as 50 kilograms of paper for each person in a year. The amount of paper a country uses shows how advanced the country is, some say. It is difficult to say whether this is true. Different people mean different things by the word advanced. But countries like the United States, England, and Sweden use more paper than other countries. Paper, like many other things that we use today, was first made in China. In Egypt and the West, paper was not very commonly used before the year 1400. The Chinese still have pieces of paper which were made as long ago as that. But Chinese paper was not made from the wood of trees. It was made from the hair-like parts of certain plants. It was a German who found out that one could make the best paper from trees. After that, the forest countries like Canada, Sweden, Norway, Finland, the United States become the most important in paper making.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard. Number 29. According to the passage, what does the amount of paper a country uses show?
Number 30. When was paper commonly used in the West?
Number 31. Why were countries like Canada, Sweden, and the United States the most important in making paper? Passage 3. Can you imagine ice that does not melt and is not wet? Have you ever heard of dry ice? Dry ice is made by freezing a gas. It is quite different from ordinary ice, which is simply frozen water. Dry ice was first manufactured in 1925. It has since fulfilled the hope of its inventor. It can be used for making artificial fog in the movies. When steam is passed over dry ice, a very dense vapor rises. It can also be used for destroying insects in grain supplies. It is more practical than ordinary ice because it takes up less space and it is 142 degrees colder. Since it turns into steam instead of melting into water, it is cleaner to use. For these reasons, it is extremely popular, and many people prefer it to ordinary ice. Dry ice is so cold that if you touch it with your bare fingers, it will hurt you. Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Number 32. What is dry ice made of?
Number 33. How is an artificial fog made in the movies?
Number 34. Why is dry ice more practical than ordinary ice?
Number 35. When was dry ice first made? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written.
If you are a young college student, most of your concerns about health and happiness in life are probably focused on the present. Basically, you want to feel good physically, mentally, and emotionally now. You probably don't spend much time worrying about the distant future, such as whether you will develop heart disease or cancer, how you will take care of yourself in your retirement years, or how long you are going to live. Such thoughts may have crossed your mind once in a while. However, if you are in your 30s, 40s, 50s, or older, such health-related thoughts are likely to become increasingly important to you. Regardless of your age, you can make a number of important changes in your current lifestyle that will help you feel better physically and mentally. Recently, researchers have found that even in late adulthood, exercise, straight training with weights, and better food can help elderly individuals significantly improve their health and add happiness to their life. We know much more about preventative health today than our parents and grandparents did in the past, giving us the opportunity to avoid some of the health problems that have troubled them. Add this new knowledge can be transmitted to our children to help them become healthier than our generation.
Now this passage will be repeated.
If you are a young college student, most of your concerns about health and happiness in life are probably focused on the present. Basically, you want to feel good physically, mentally, and emotionally now. You probably don't spend much time worrying about the distant future, such as whether you will develop heart disease or cancer, how you will take care of yourself in your retirement years, or how long you are going to live. Such thoughts may have crossed your mind once in a while. However, if you are in your 30s, 40s, 50s, or older, such health-related thoughts are likely to become increasingly important to you. Regardless of your age, you can make a number of important changes in your current lifestyle that will help you feel better physically and mentally. Recently, researchers have found that even in late adulthood, exercise, straight training with weights, and better food can help elderly individuals significantly improve their health and add happiness to their life. We know much more about preventative health today than our parents and grandparents did in the past. Giving us the opportunity to avoid some of the health problems that have troubled them. Add this new knowledge can be transmitted to our children to help them become healthier than our generation.
Now this passage will be repeated again.
If you are a young college student, most of your concerns about health and happiness in life are probably focused on the present. Basically, you want to feel good physically, mentally, and emotionally now. You probably don't spend much time worrying about the distant future, such as whether you will develop heart disease or cancer, how you will take care of yourself in your retirement years, or how long you are going to live. Such thoughts may have crossed your mind once in a while. However, if you are in your 30s, 40s, 50s, or older, such health-related thoughts are likely to become increasingly important to you. Regardless of your age, you can make a number of important changes in your current lifestyle that will help you feel better physically and mentally. Recently, researchers have found that even in late adulthood, exercise, straight training with weights, and better food can help elderly individuals significantly improve their health and add happiness to their life. We know much more about preventative health today than our parents and grandparents did in the past, giving us the opportunity to avoid some of the health problems that have troubled them. Add this new knowledge can be transmitted to our children to help them become healthier than our generation.